Borach. We're talking about the person ran away. The one that sold you the animal tameya with the money ran away. The time, what's the reason why we say you have to eat the money, you have to spend the money in Mishalayim to Borach? Because he ran away. Holy Borach, but if the person that sold you the behemoth tameya did not run away, kansin lamaicha, we make him a knas that he has to give you back the money. For at the Gemara, why? For niknasin lokeach. Why don't we make the lokeach lose out? Make a knas like we just learned. So lokeach has to take extra money and use it in Mishalayim. So Gemara says, lava gabora ganev elachura ganev. It's not the mice, that's the ganev, it's the whole. That's the ganev. For the Gemara, but vila yakvara churu my covet. Without the mice, what would the whole do? Gemara says, mistarva kolecha the ikah, isura hosam kantinim. The svar is, wherever the Easter is, that's where we make the kanas. So if the person sold something from Moyes of Maisa Shani, so an Easter was done if it's not something that you could eat. So therefore, the person that's holding the money, he like did the Avera. He's holding on to the Avera. So therefore, we can't send the Moicher. The one that sold the behemoth to Meyer, he received the money. Maisa Shani, he's holding on to this money. So therefore, we'll make a kanas upon him. He's the one that has to return the money. Only in the case we ran away, we can't get him, then we make the kanas upon the lokeach that he has to spend the money, kinegdoif, teed it. So Rashi says, chur here means the whole. In other words, the mice only steals if they have a place to hide it. So chur with a hiding place, that's also part of the Avera. So chur, kids, they're both doing an Avera, the lokeach is the meicher. So Gemara's answer is, the reason why we make the kanas upon the meicher is because he's holding on to the money. Wherever the money of the Meister, where the Yisr is, we make the kanas upon him. All right, stop here. Yeah, we're holding daf nun vav on the base. The Mishnah says, ha mekadesh barla. If you mekadesh your wife by giving her some fruits from orla, that means the first 3 years of the tree, so it's also bahanor. So therefore the lochra is ainu mekadesh, the kedushin is no good. The same thing, b'klai ha-kerim, if you mekadesh with klai ha-kerim, means vegetables that were grown near the vines, near the grapes, so also they're also b'hanor, it's ainu mekadeshes. B'shor ha-niskol, if you have a shor that killed somebody that has a chi of skiller on it, so also it's also b'hanor, you can't be mekadesh your wife with it. Uveg la-rufa, you have an egla rufa, somebody was found killed, so you have to bring an egla rufa, also it's also b'hanor. B'tziporim etzoro, the tziporim that a mitzvah throws away, the shiluach, it's also asa b'hanor, or the sar nozir, the hair that a nozir cuts off, also it's toin tzreif, you have to burn it, it's asa b'hanor, or petach hamor, you have a petach hamor, or bosa b'cholov, or else you have milk and meat that was cooked together that became asa b'hanor, or else v'chulin shenishchato b'yazoro, or else if you have chulin, a regular animal, that they made the shchita inside the yazoro, also, our mission holds it's also b'hanor. Is ainu mekadeshes. In all these cases, if you give it to your wife, l'shem kedushin, we say ainu mekadeshes, because it's not called you gave her money. It's not called shava pruta. Something that's also b'hanor has no value to it. Therefore, she's ainu mekadeshes. What about mochron? Let's say you sold the shahaniskol, or you sold the orla, and you received money for it. So you did an avera, because it's also b'hanor. You're not allowed to have enjoyment from it. So you did the Yissa. The man sold his Orla and he received money. Now with this money, v'kiddush b'demayim, if he gives the money to his wife to be Mekadisha, Mekadeshes, even though the man, the husband, did an Avera by selling it, but the money is not Tofas b'kiddusha. The money is not also b'hano. So now when he gives it to his wife, she received the money. Therefore the Kedushin is Chav. Now the Gemara says, be Orla minolan. How do we know that Orla, the fruits that grow the first 3 years, it's also b'hano. The Tanya we learned, Arei lim lo yoichel. You're not allowed to eat it. Same li yel yisra achila. So far it's only yasa b'achila. Hano minayin. How do we know you can't have enjoyment from it either? You can't sell it, you can't give it to a guy. Shela yahana mimenu, that you shouldn't have enjoyment from it. For lo yitzva boy, if it's something that you can make dye from it, you're not allowed to dye with it. For lo yadlik boy, it's aner, but something you make oil from the olives. You can't use the oil to burn with it. Talmud Lehm, the Pasuk says, V'yaraltem es arlosoi, an extra time, which is the rabbis es kulam. To include all these three cases, all these type of isuri hanor, all is osa. The Gemara there explains when in each case were. But the kids saw, orla is osa b'hanor, therefore it's not worth a shabbat fruta, therefore you can't even kaddish your wife with it. The klai ha-kerim, minolan, how do we know, if you have klayim growing in the kerim, you have two type of vegetables growing near the grapes, Omachiskiyo, Omachro, the Pasuk says, Pentaktish, Pentukaresh. Like, be careful not to grow Karklaya Kerim. It'll become Kodesh, and then you'll have to burn it. What do you mean you'll have to burn it? That's also Bahano. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says, Penyia Kodesh. The Pasuk says, maybe you'll be like Hegdish. So therefore, Hegdish is also Bahano. That's how you learn how Klaya Kerim is also Bahano. So Mora says, no. If from this post, if so, Ima Kodesh. Toifas is Domov, just like by Hegdish. If you sell Hegdish, the money also has Kedusha to it. The Yotzel Lechulin, there by Hegdish is just the opposite. The Chayfetz goes Lechulin, and the money receives the Kedusha. So maybe Av Klai Akerim, Toifas is Domov, the Yotzel Lechulin. Maybe the same halacha should apply by Klai Akerim also, to say that if you sell it, the money has the Issa, but the Klai Akerim becomes Muta. And we say no, that the Klal Kerem is also Bano. So Gemara says, Ela Machvata Kedechizkiya. Rather come back the way Chizkiya learns it out from the Pasuk of Pentukat Eish, that because if you grow Klal HaKerem, you're going to have to burn it. So see, the Torah said this also Bano. Shor HaNiskal, Minayin, how do you know if you have a shor that killed somebody, that the din is we have to kill the shor, Shor HaNiskal, it's also Bano. The Tanya we learned, Mimash Mashanema, since the Pasuk says, you're supposed to stone the shore. Don't I understand from this that you don't make a shechita, you just stone it to death? Since so, shechita, the dead animal is a nevela, it's also tidit. If so, why does the Torah have to repeat itself and say, you're not allowed to eat the meat of the shor hanisko? So, Magalacho, come to teach us, Shim Shochatu. That if somebody made a shechiter on the shore before they made the skila, it's true, they had a dinner ready, nigma dino, the shore is supposed to be killed. The shore killed the man, we have to kill the shore. But before Bezdin went to kill the shore, a sheikhid went and shechted the shore. Still also machila. That's what the Pasuk teaches us. Lo yoichal, there's never a heter achila. Now the Gemara asks, but bahano minayin, how do we know that a shore haniskla is also bahano? You can't even sell it to a guy, you can't have enjoyment from it. Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, Ubal HaShor Noki, that the owner of the shore is clean, means he has nothing from the shore. My Mashma, how do we know from the word Noki, clean, means he has nothing? Shimon ben Zoyma Oimer, Ka'odam Shreim HaLechaver, it's like a person says to his friend, that Yotza Ploini Noki Menachosav, this person went out clean from all his property, means he's broke, he doesn't have a penny to his name. Here also, Baal HaShor Noki means that the Baal HaShor receives nothing from this Shor Hanisko. So once the Shor has a din to be killed, it becomes also Bahano, the Yon has nothing from it. Now, V'yein loy behem hanoshoklum. But the more Mimai, how do we know the high lo yerchules bisaroi? Leheche de shochat liachash nigmadinu diyoso. How do we know the Pasuk is saying you can't eat the Shor Hanisko means, even in the case where you made a shchito? Liachash nigmadinoi. Dilma, maybe no. Maybe Heichel the Shochel the Yachash Nigma Dino Shari. Maybe if you go and make the Shechiter on the Shor Haniskal after the Nigma Dinoi. But since Bezdin didn't stone it yet, it's alive. If you make a Shechiter, maybe you're allowed to eat it. So what does the Pasuk mean, Lo Yechavoy? For Lo Yechel Heichel the Sakle Miskal. That when the place where they stone it, that's the Pasuk saying you can't eat it. So Gemara Stakasha, Miskal who. Maybe the Pasuk come teach us when you stone it. So what do we need a Pasuk for? That whenever the Torah says one of these three words to say something's also b'achila, you know what the Torah means. It means echad iser achila v'echad iser hano. It means both. The Torah says, lo yoichal, meaning that achila, eating, is the biggest enjoyment you can have from it. But not only this enjoyment of eating is it also, but the Torah means to say, it's also any type of ano, it's also. So maybe that's what the Torah says here by Shor HaNiskal. After you made a skila, that lo yoichal, so the question is, what do we need a pasuk for? You can eat it, Shriti can eat it, it's an avela. If Bezdin stoned the animal, so the a shchita wasn't done to it. So Shriti, it's an avela, you can eat it. You know what I need the pasuk for? To teach me that's also b'hano, like Rabbi Avuha says. The Torah says lo yoichal. Lo yoichal means echad isra achilu v'echad isra no. But maybe if before the skila a person makes a shechiter on it, maybe it's muta. Because this Rabbi Avuha's halacha again, not sheif for the chla kosev, unless the Torah says clearly not like that. Kederach Sheport Lecho B'Nevela. Now the Torah says by Nevela, you're not allowed to eat a Nevela, but like Kelev Tashlicha Nois, you're allowed to give it to a Kelev, you're allowed to have enjoyment from it. So Rabbi Avuha says that Lo Yoichal means an Isra Hanor also. So maybe when the Torah says by Shor HaNisko, Lo Yoichal, it means the Isra Hanor Sheboy. So Gemara answers no. Hani Mili, when do we say this Rosha for Rabbi Avuha? The Torah means both. Heicho Denafkalon Isra Achila Milo Yoichal. If you learn out the Yisr Achila from the word Lo Yechal, then we say both are included. That the Yisr Achila is included and the enjoyment. In other words, the pshat from the Torah is the biggest enjoyment you can have is Achila. But the Torah doesn't only mean Achila, it means any enjoyment. It just says the biggest enjoyment. But that's only a drosha when we actually learn out the Yisr Achila from this word Lo Yechal. But Hocher over here, Yisr Achila Misaka Yisaka Nafka. Here, and once you stoned the shore, you know why it's asa b'achila? Because you made a skiller on it, you didn't shecht it. So pshit it's asa b'achila. You don't need the pasuk l'yecha to say it's asa b'achila. So then, you can't say the pasuk's only coming to say an iser hanor. You know why? Because the sagadaitach, li iser hanor d'chsiv, if you want to tell me the pasuk is to come to teach me, only that it's asa b'anor, nichtav krod l'yehana. The Torah should have said clearly, you can't have enjoyment from the shor haniskol. Because I know you can't eat it, because you made a skila. If you made a skila, it's also b'achila. So if the Torah only wants to teach us, it's also b'anor, it should have said lo yehana. Inami lo yechol es besar, inami, another kasher is, lo yechol es besar lamali. So the kids, so this is a raya that you have to say, you can't dash in about who is drosher over here. So therefore, lo yechol means to tell me it's also b'achila. When? Even before the skila. That means even before the skila, if somebody makes a shchita, still it's also be'achila. Inam you're also like this. Lo yechles b'sar v'lomli. Why don't the apostle say, lo yechles, can't eat the basar. Afagad the shochta, kein basar, osar. You hear the drosher is. Even though you made a shchita like meat, still you can't eat from the shor haniskol. Maskev lo mazutro. V'yema maybe no. Hani mili, when do you say the techi the bodak, tzur v'shochat bo? Maybe only if you tested out a tzur, a stone, and you shechted with it. The mechse keskila, because then it looks like a skila, maybe then you can eat it. Avo shechte besakin, loy, but maybe if you took the shor haniskol, before they made the skila and you took a regular knife and you shechted it, maybe it should be mutav achila. So Mara says, no, midi sakin b'yaraisa ksiv. Does the Torah say by shechita you have to use a sakin? Shechita means you have to cut the two simonim. The veshet, the windpipe and the food pipe, as long as you cut it. It doesn't say you have to use a knife. If you use a sharp stone or a sharp glass, it's also kosher. The Yoytani learn clearly like this. It says, Ba'koyol shechtim. You light a shecht with anything. Bein b'tzur, a sharp stone. Bein b'schuchas, with a glass. Bein b'krumi shakona, with a reed, with a sharp reed. So the kid, you can't tell me the posuk is teaching me only when you killed it, when you made a shechita through a stone. Because the stone is also called a good shechita. So the echub shach from this posuk is that you can't eat from a shor haniskol even before you make a skila. If you go and make a good shechita, still it's also b'achila. The Mor says, good, b'hashtu nafkul on yisr achila, v'yisr hano, tavayu mi lo yoichal. Now that we're learning out from the word lo yoichal, both lo yoichal teaching me it's also b'achila, and it's also teaching me it's also b'ano, according to Rabbi Avu, it's good. That the lo yoichal teaches me an yisr achila and an yisr hano. If so, hai balashor noki lo mayosa. What do I need the pasuk balashor noki for? We know it's also banor from the word lo yoichal. So Mor says la nois oirei. Come to teach us that you can't have enjoyment from the skin, even from the skin it's also. Because salka taita chaminich, I would have thought to say lo yoichal es pesorei ksiv. The Torah says you can't eat the meat. Pesorei also v'yare muta. Maybe only the meat of the animal is also even bahanor, but maybe the skin is muta banor. That's why I need this posik, Bal HaShor Noki, to teach me that by a Shor HaNiskal, even the skin is also banu. Now the Gemara says, L'hanech Tanoi, other Tanoim in Baba Kama, that learn out the Mafkilei Hai Bal HaShor Noki, L'chati Koifer, comes to teach us that you have to pay Chati Koifer, or the Dmei Vlodois, or the Jerusha to come to teach us. If the Shor kills an ear pregnant Isha, and the kid comes out, so it says, Deinu Mishalom Dmei Vlodois Labal, Kumai Shodam Anoi Gmishalom Ksiv, Anish Yonish. You don't learn out of the drushes, but the mevlodos, if so, meyes hanos oriminolo. So he doesn't use the word balashonoki for the drushes, How does he know you can't have enjoyment from the skin? So Gemara answers, "May es besaroi." From the extra s, he learns it out. That we dashin es hatoful of saroi, something toful next to the skin, which means next to the meat, which means even the skin is also bano. For the Gemara v'idich, according to the other man, the Yoma, like why doesn't he dashin the word s? Why do we say we need a balashor noki to teach us that the skin is also? Why doesn't dashin the word s?